Deep Fake Up Radio.
I'm your host, Skid Mark Bobs. We trek through some of the most radical, independent, uncensored, conscious music. Sit still. Please stand.
In America's leading industry, America's most profitable business is still the manufacture, packaging, distribution, and marketing of bullshit. High quality, grade A, prime cut, pure American bullshit. And the sad part is, most people seem indoctrinated to believe that bullshit only comes from certain places, certain sources. Advertising, politics, salesmen, not true. Bullshit is everywhere. Bullshit is rampant. Parents are full of shit, teachers are full of shit, clergymen are full of shit, and law enforcement people are full of shit. This entire country is completely full of shit and always has been. From the Declaration of Independence to the Constitution to the Star-Spangled Banner, it's really nothing more than one big steaming pile of red, white, and blue all-American bullshit. Because think of how we started. Think of that. This country was founded by a group of slave owners who told us all men are created equal. Oh, yeah, all men, except for Indians and niggers and women, right? Always like to use that authentic American language. This was a small group of unelected white male landholding slave owners who also suggested their class be the only one allowed to vote. Now that is what's known as being stunningly and embarrassingly full of shit.
You guys stand back.
Boomer 1 to Boomer 2, standing by on Q1. 2 5-inch flag shells.
Okay. Engaged on the first two.
R1.
Bombs bursting in air. The bombs bursting in air.
Vonga.
And the rockets' red glare.
Vonga.
I beg your pardon.
Vonga song.
I beg your pardon.
Pull out a song.
The well-known Vulgar song.
The bombs, bombs, bombs bursting in air.
I beg your pardon.
And the rockets, the rockets, the rockets, red glare.
Vulgar
song. Intense patriotism surging across our country, carried the national anthem to new and different heights.
Targeting
all. All the way to the top of the music charts.
Vulgar, vulgar song.
Pull out a song.
I am an American.
You're in specimen.
Listen to my words.
Bombs, rockets, bombs, rockets.
You're a specimen collector. Before you even start, I am an American.
I will escort you to the toilet to observe the passing of urine.
All he tried to do is obfuscate, to confuse.
I am an American.
Bursting in air.
The song.
And the red glare.
Sounds more like a screen door. Hail caught in a screen door.
I beg your pardon. Are you dissatisfied with the song?
Sounds more like a screen with a screen caught in a screen door.
Well, you know, it wasn't meant to be sung while sober.
Yeah? Screen door. Caught in a tail screen.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah?
No, it actually began as a drinking song.
Oh, yeah?
Doesn't just hearing it make you wish you weren't sober?
Oh, yeah? Yes.
Its author, Francis Scott Key, might have been charmed by topping the top 40, but was this really what he had in mind?
The bombs, red glare.
Or better yet,
the sweet, delicious coldness of the first bite of peppermint ice cream on the 4th of July.
Or better yet,
drink up.
Was this really his song?
Drink up.
Well, you wish you weren't sober?
Who is?
Anacreon, a Greek poet who celebrated
screen door.
Drinking.
Well, I do.
Drink up.
To be free.
Yes, the tune of our national anthem was lifted from an old English drinking song.
Yeah?
Drink up. Doesn't just hearing it make you wish you weren't sober?
Who is?
The people who wrote it certainly weren't.
Drink up.
Francis Scott Key wasn't either when he stole the tune.
I bet I'd have liked him.
Oh, you would have liked Anacreon even more.
Anacreon. Well, I do.
Even more.
Anacreon.
Well, all the good things in life.
Oh, you mean,
Yes.
Let's sing it again.
Vulgar Star Spangled. Vulgar Song.
Say, can
those
you?
Are the new words, remember?
Oh, so who knows the old ones?
Song
ready, gentlemen?
In pubs throughout England.
To Anacreon in hell, Mary sat in full glee.
I am an American.
You are just the law.
Now
Now we stand by the rails and receive a hair-raising impression of how this projectile sounds as it passes by.
The rocket's first in air. And the bomb's red glare.
Greek separation of the first stage at Burnham.
Freedom to think.
Intermittent sounds of the guidance rockets.
Freedom to speak.
The separation of the second stage.
To pray, to read, to argue, to pray, to criticize. Freedom to eat and sleep, to work and play without pain.
Of eternity.
The employment, worst negative
action. Every American has at least one thing to be thankful for.
A cheap shot, I just not true.
But he still sold a flag and not a shirt. Good night.
One, two, three, go!
Hey, hey, hey!
Abuses and usurpations pursues and invariably evinces a design to reduce a people under absolute despotism, then is the right of the people to alter or change their government and provide new guards for their future security and happiness.
America number one. Effect Radio, soundtrack of the resistance. Please stay tuned for playlists and contact information at the end of this hour broadcast. Pop, pop, pop.
Defect Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. 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 No, I don't. I might as well pledge it to a body bag. Stars and stripes up on a bloodstained flag. Hand over my heart, and I'm 5 years old. Words I don't know, never do what I'm told. Cause the child's brain making the mind safe and sane. For the hypocrites, rhetoric, and now the kids tame. Insane, ready to come out the shell. Then the hell with lies, and it begins to swell.
Now, are you ready for the big white lie? Once upon a crime, and you have to ask why.
To pledge or not to pledge, that is the question. But they don't give me this choice when school's in session. Lesson number one. And you better get this ready before the song is all done.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
This rhyme, I state it because it's not on time, but it doesn't matter, no, it doesn't matter. As long as I step in a revolution manner, red stripes against the white foundation really means glory for the white man's nation. Won't admit, and it don't mean shit. Cause you know what, we will never submit to this flag, rag of foreign oppression, the gringo system and the snakes of aggression. Clinton, Wilson, and ain't no militia, same ideology, all just as vicious. The one was a smile and the other was gone. One of those are racist and the other one won't. And people live a nightmare and they think it's a dream. I think at night and I'm ready to scream.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Were reborn.
troll. Decolonize our minds to regain control. Decolonize our minds, save our souls. And the purpose of that would be to electronically track their migrating habits, or?
Yeah, that's a real good idea. I am really appalled that they didn't just shoot them at the border. Anybody who would break into our country the way those people did, they should have just been shot right there.
The kid is like training a dog. They learn their lesson eventually. They keep trying to go learn. Go cross the border.
What I'd like to do is tag them and release them back into the wild of Mexico.
Tag them like Marlon Perkins used to tag the wild elk?
You betcha.
And the purpose of that would be to electronically track their migrating habits, or?
Yeah, that's a real good idea.
The kid is like training a dog.
What I'd like to do is tag them and release them back into the wild of Mexico.
The kid is like training a dog.
What I'd like to do is tag them and release them back into the wild of Mexico.
The kid is like training a dog. They'll learn their lesson eventually. They keep trying it. They'll learn. Don't cross the border.
Do is tag them and release them back into the wild of Mexico.
The kid is like training a dog.
What I'd like to do is tag them and release them back into the wild of Mexico.
Tag them like Marlon Perkins used to tag the wild elk.
You betcha.
It's 4th of July, let's light up the sky. Have a celebration, sun shining away. What a great day for our great nation. We'll invite our friends and family to our happy party, celebrating that we are so free. In America, democracy and high ideals we hold. We got a heart of gold in America, land of the free and bold. It's 4th of July, the flag is up high. How about a barbecue? We'll watch the parade and sip lemonade. How about some ice cream too? Bells of freedom ring for liberty.
From Dublin. I wanted to read part of a letter that my husband recently sent me. He's currently doing 20 years on a 40-year sentence for LSD South. It was sent on the occasion of the 4th of July, Independence Day. He says, I wonder at the times good women are locked up for living free in a country that swears it's free. I understand my outlaw reward. I don't yours. Yet even so, both of us were helping others out. We were spreading the faith in freedom, and those less free were conniving and conspiring to entrap the free. Happy 4th, happy Freedom Day, happy Independence Day, whereby we shout our joy at being free in a land that curtails the independent thoughts, visions, religious experiences, and marketing of mental freedom. How can a free country not have free individuals or independent agents operating in a free market? I know I shouldn't ask. Asking is rocking the boat. The ship of state can't endure speculation on officially sanctioned freedom or independence. I must find freedom in art, in a caged art, age of art, in a not-so-free land, in a not-so-free time. You know, This is like the sixth Independence Day I have spent in prison, and it's always kind of a strange thing for a prisoner to feel that this country is celebrating its freedom, but yet will not allow us our freedom. You know, I am in prison for LSD. Most of it was non-existent, was testified against men who didn't want to go to prison themselves. But yes, there was some LSD there, and I don't find it as something that will kill somebody. I don't find it as harmful as a lot of other substances that have lobbies to back them. You know, it's not a mind-numbing drug like alcohol. It's not a lung-destroying drug like nicotine and caffeine. It's a drug that brings freedom to your mind and puts you in a better place. And no, it's not for everybody. Most people don't want to see themselves or know the truth in the world, and that's okay. But to put yourself as a country that encourages freedom, that says that we are free, but yet I'm locking you up, I'm taking your liberty, I'm taking your children, I'm taking everything from you because you disagree with me, I take your freedom because I'm afraid to allow you to have it. That's Independence Day in America.
I don't see any American dream, I see an American nightmare. A nightmare.
So, you know, in this state, a couple years back, we passed what's known as the three strikes, you're outlaw. Y'all familiar with that? Basically, the law says that if you commit three violent crimes, then you are supposed to get a mandatory sentence of 25 years to life. And what they didn't tell everybody when they were putting this law before the voting public was that your first strike could be a violent crime. And on your second strike, it's automatic triple sentence. So if you were getting 3 years, you get nine, you know what I'm saying? And then it doesn't have to be violent. That's the trick, is that the third crime or the second crime could even be a burglary. It could be a parole violation. It could be stealing pizza. It could be writing a bad check. And you're getting sent away for 25 years to life. And they took the control out of the judges by making these laws mandatory, so the judge has no discretion over what the law is going to be. And what 25 years to life means to all the rest of us is that it costs $29,000 a year at the moment to keep somebody locked up. So if you multiply that by 25 years, I could do a little quick mathematics, $600,000. I worked that out before the show. It's $600,000 in 1999 dollars, and by the time 25 years from now, it's probably upwards of $1 million to keep somebody locked up for 25 years. And in the last 10 years in this state, we have built 14 new prisons, and we've built one new state college. And they already have plans to build 19 more prisons in the state. So, it's time that we start diverting some of the $32.2 billion that we currently spend on the prisons and start putting it back into the schools. And I don't mean putting more metal detectors in the schools. I don't mean putting more plainclothes police officers in the schools. I'm talking about more teachers, more books, more food, more breakfast. You down with that? Yeah. Good. If you down with that, give me a little finger snap. Yeah. I'm taking the needle off of the wreck and shoving it into my arm. Wherever I feel life is coming on too strong. They left me in the clinic full of cynical and motherfucking bureaucrats. And the other kind of dingbats are living on the tracks, but the tracks in my arm. Said it all depends on which side the tracks you're on. So telling me what to wear and telling me cut my hair and trying to convince me that they really, really care about my health and about my wealth. But still they built the stealth, cause everybody's just looking out for that. So then I ask him, can I have a clean needle? He say, hell no, that's illegal, it's a crime. To be broke in America, say it's a crime. To be black in America, come on, y'all. They locking brothers in the poorhouse who can't afford more house. Politicians nervous, it's the only free service they provide. You wanna go inside, there's a hot meal waiting for it. A deal, we can score you on a bed for a night or two, or 3 or 4 months. They say they locking us up in a cell to protect us from ourselves. It smells like they got another plan in storehouse, or should I say warehouse, full of niggas and other misfits that couldn't turn tricks in the courthouse. Nah, it's a justice whorehouse, and it's a crime. To be broke in America, say it's a crime. Yeah, to be broke in America, come on, y'all. Come on, Ramon, yeah. Every single county say we remember Attica, but don't forget to pat a few others on the back. As a matter of fact, Sister Asada Shakur and Geronimo Pratt. But MC International is fighting for political. But if you're analytical, you know it's much more critical than that. Percentages black is really, really whack. Can I kick a few facts? Yes, 6% in college from living on the block, 25% in prison, the school of hard knocks, 50% in poverty is living on a rock, 5,000 brothers on a death row box. Boom, 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 boom. They say the punishment is capital for those who lack in capital, because a public defender can't remember the last time that a brother wasn't treated like an animal. They say they blame it on a song when someone kills a cop. What music did they listen to when they bombed Iraq? Well, give me one example so I could take a sample. There's no need to play it backwards if you wanna hear the devil, 'cause music's not the problem. It didn't cause a bombing, but maybe they say listen to the songs of my people starving. Ooh, yeah, 'cause it's a crime. Yeah, yeah, yeah. To be broke in America, say it's a crime. Yeah, to be broke in America, say it's a crime, crime, crime. To be broke in America, say it's a crime, crime, crime. Yeah, to be black in America, and I say, who can it be now? Well, who can it be now? Well, who can it be now? Who can it be knocking on my door? 'Cause it's a crime to be Asian. Say it's a crime to be Haitian. Say it's a crime to be Puerto Rican, to be Dominican, to be Mexican. Say it's a crime to be Filipino. Say it's a crime to be different. Say it's a crime to be a woman. Say it's a crime to have AIDS. And it's a crime to be broke. And it's a crime to smoke weed. You know what I'm talking about? And it's a crime the way they're killing my people here in America.
America.
Why would anybody want to incite a riot?
America, there's so much to say. This is the most morally polluted, degenerate, insane nation on the face of this earth. This country is not controlled by the United States Constitution. This country do not function under the democratic process. This country is controlled and governed by the capitalists.
Why would anybody want to incite a riot?
Prison construction, America's sole growth industry.
Why would anybody want to incite a riot?
Good heavens!
Wake up! Wake up!
Prison construction, America's sole growth industry.
Wake up! Wake up!
Capital follows the profit margin. Always. Always. Prison construction, America's sole growth industry.
America!
Twisted mentalities at work here are akin to those of Nazi Germany.
Of this place, be
people pass out of the lawn. So this is where it happens, the power games and the prize. I'm looking for a piece of ass. Stars and stripes of corruption. Makes me feel so ashamed to be an American who do stuck up to learn from our mistakes. Turns out of the Vietnam while fiddling while Rome burns at home. Boss says you're laid off from Japanese. America's back alright at the game that plays the worst. You're buying the world like slave plantation. No wonder others hate us at the Hitlers. We had picked to believe that people try for evil empire. Joyful fate to make us like it. We started country with a bang. People we know should know better. How America rules like stolen war. Business stamps on what's worth dying for. As long as I can pay. The blinding generation doesn't care if it lasts a night. So easily use a veteran force of stars and stripes. Oh, corruption. Let's bring it all down. Let's bring it all down. Let's bring it all down, down, down.
Tell you a story. There once was a guy who had a psychosis nervous breakdown.
His family tried to help him by giving him tough love to snap him out of the mental haze he was in. The street seemed safer, but how was he to know that the police enforce a law to eliminate the homeless? Lock them in jail. Let's create a game that will essentially let us run a police state without having to hesitate. Ooh, I made a rhyme. So the man begs on the street. They cite him, let him go. He doesn't have a place to live, but it's all right because he should know what time his court date is. They make a paper trail with his name on it, keep the pressure on him in his down state, add a couple more to his file, add the fact that he carries a knife to protect himself from being murdered by the Nazi punks who think they are doing America a service by killing off the homeless. But because of that knife, the man is now charged with having a concealed weapon. Add the citations, the rap sheet gets longer. Then the moralist bitch with flashy pearls and a pink dress suit convinces her senator husband to propose another fucking law that will make a couple of misdemeanor citations a part of the three strikes law. This man who has a mental condition racks up these citations, and even though he has been without medication that would probably help him think rationally enough to maintain a job, he is locked up in a maximum state prison, sitting there writing time while his cellmates ride him into the next millennium. Now brutalized, they let him go, saying that this time spent being raped by all on cell block 5 and beaten by guards while cleaning toilets is rehabilitation. No skills and still no proper psychological and not to mention physical care, he is let go. While the voices in his head tell him he is still in jail, he reverts back to that state one day, lashing out at a teenage boy who told him to get a fucking job. The state sentences him to death row, although death comes quicker because while in prison, brutality was not the only thing cell block 5 gave him. No, his rehabilitation with the positive HIV in his blood, TB in his lungs, and his mind rotting from the inside out. But he's dead now, and we don't have to see him. Yay! He dies a victim of three strikes, dies a victim of being poor, dies a victim of mental illness and societal gentrification. He dies a victim of Reagan economics. He dies a victim of Pete Wilson. He dies from slick political packages, slogans of, I'm just like you, although I've lived with a silver spoon. He dies a catchphrase of whatever political platform needed to be king for 4 more years. So our society keeps believing bullshit candidates who, let's see, aren't gay, black, female, poor, anti this, pro that, but it's okay, I'm tough on drugs, although I wasn't when I did it, but I was young, you can excuse me because I'm a man, I'm from good breeding, I look good, I have style, and you're too fucking stupid to see that I don't give a shit, and I don't have that much power anyways because decisions are made by them. I'm just the packaging that sells America, sells the world, to propel the world forward to complete and total annihilation. Because true power comes from strengthening yourself to the knowledge that I won't teach, because I want you to buy into the American dream that really doesn't exist, because that's what it is. It's a dream. End of story.
Our Father, which art in heaven,
humble words.
We shall fight on the beaches. Trinchant. We shall fight in the hills. Trinchant. We shall never surrender.
Trinchant words.
And you're still listening to Pop Defect Radio, this special one-hour edition celebrating the 4th of July in America. That was Raw Knowledge with 4 More Years off of her Nemesis to Silence album on Anarchy Kunst Records. You heard the Dead Kennedys with their hit The Stars and Stripes of Corruption. The Red Hot Chili Peppers with Johnny Kick a Hole in the Sky. You heard Michael Franti live doing Crime to be Broke in America. You heard from a drug war prisoner in Dublin prison from the NovemberCoalition.org folks, Nancy Martz. We heard Aslan Underground with Lemon Pledge off of their Subversus album on Chicana Records. We heard Consolidated with America Number One, Anti-Flag with Red, White, and Blue, and the NSA with the New Society of Anarchists doing Gagged by the Flag from their mp3.com. And Negative Land, George Carlin, there in the intro to Pop Defect Radio. For possible airplay on Pop Defect Radio, send your music, cassette, vinyl, or CD to PDR, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. That's Pop Defect Radio, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. 1-800-878-8861. And we're hailing from the illegal pirate studios of Freak Radio Santa Cruz, www.microradio.net/FRSC. You can find this as well as many other fine programs at www.radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And we're going to end this special one-hour edition of Pop Defect Radio, celebrating the 4th of July, with a good old favorite from David Rovix off of his album We Just Want the World, the secret track, The Flag Is Just a Rag. Once again, get your lighters out and your American flags, and thank you for listening to Pop Defect, to Pop Defect, to Pop Defect, to Pop Defect Radio.
They tried to pass an amendment in the U.S. Congress. Seems these thugs have some grievance to redress. They said we all must pledge allegiance, 'cause that is what they need. We may not desecrate their symbol of hypocrisy and greed, but the flag is just a rag. Oh, the flag is just a rag. Just a worn out, tired, dirty, blood soaked rag. It's a flag of war from L.A. to Vietnam. It desecrates itself each time the Air Force drops a bomb. Yeah, the flag is just a rag. Oh, the flag is just a rag. Just a worn out, tired, dirty, blood-soaked rag. Like they say in Mexico, yeah, they go home. Uncle Sam and his club thinks the world's their own. Traditional thing. Light a match and let freedom ring. 'Cause the flag is just a rag. Oh, the flag is just a rag. Just a worn out, tired, dirty, lonesome rag. So burn it, stomp it, tear it up, at least hang it upside down. Tie it to your foot and drag it on the ground. Let everybody know how many lives are gone. 'Cause of idiots who said my country right or wrong. Yeah, the flag is just a rag. Oh, the flag is just a rag. Just a worn out, tired, dirty, blood-soaked rag. Come on, sing along.
I don't see any American dream. I see an American nightmare. A nightmare.
That's America.